What is significant is the consistency in the message of God, wherever you go. Because God remains the same person, no? Wherever you talk about Him, whenever He comes, whether He has come 10,000 years back or whether He has come now, He is the same person. He is not a different person. And we still remain to be His children. We don't cease to be His children. Whether we take birth here, there, black, white, English, Marathi, Sanskrit, the children are same, no? They change the bodies. You change white apron today, you wear pink dress tomorrow. But you don't change. Similarly, they wear now human dress, female dress, male dress, and then we become animals, then we become birds, whatever. Again, we become human beings. But we remain same essentially. And the Lord is same. And the message of Lord also remains same because He wants to tell the same thing to you. What is the essential item in the message of God, according to you?
Service.
Bhakti. What else? Devotion.
Consistent.
What is the highest thing that Lord is always talking about?
Love.
If Jesus was asked, what is the highest commandment? What did He say? Yes, Jyoti? No, the highest commandment when He was asked amongst all. No. Thou shalt love thy all with all. Thou shalt love thy Lord with all thy heart and all thy mind and all thy mind. And so forth, every living entity also. Right? This is the highest message. Now, do you think when Jesus said that, Krishna is not in agreement with that? Krishna said, no, 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 I differ from you, Jesus. Your message is different, my message is different. Is that so?
No.
When Mohammed comes, he says, no, I disagree with both, Krishna and Jesus, both. My message is different. No, the love, because the Father is one, no, ultimately. He may come in different forms, different approaches, different languages, different countries, at different times. But His message is only one, that is love. And then love is then further defined and explained in the form of service, in the form of sacrifice, in the form of surrender, in the form of so many other things. It is explained how the love can be manifested, or how the love can be felt, or how the love can be received by all of you. How do you receive love? Through some service. Somebody is kind to you. So there are many other things which manifest when love comes, like sacrifice, service, selflessness, honesty, kindness, compassion. All those wonderful things manifest when love comes. And when these things come separately, love may not necessarily come. When service comes, it may be philanthropy. But when love comes, the service automatically comes with that. Because love is always expressed through service. Your mother says, I love you. Your mother sleeps in the night. How can that be possible? The mother says, I love you. I mean, she is awake on the whole night, taking care of the baby, feeding, cleaning, doing everything. All kinds of service, till the time required, no time limit. So we have to see this consistency and unanimity, equal nature of Lord's message throughout all the scriptures. And if you understand that, no, there will be no more fights between people. People only fight because of the differences that they feel that they have amongst one another. I will fight with you only when I find, see, the difference between you and me. Of course we are different. It's like, you know, me and my wife are different. Me and my children are different. Everybody is different. But if you focus on the difference, then the fights will continue. Forever. There will be no agreement on one thought also. I think always differently than you. Today what should be made? So I will say, make cauliflower sabji and pakoda. And you will say, no, make mung dal ki sabji and this. Something else will be there. No, no, I want to eat dosa, you know, I want to eat idli. Like that differences will start, small, small, small things. Well, essentially we are different, but the most powerful thing is that we are actually of one nature. By quality we are all one. And then we see that we, our nature is also same. We are all Atma. We are all spirit souls. And there is equality in everybody. You, me, animals, birds, everybody has the same soul. And every soul has the same father. It's not that my father is different than your father. Or Christians have different God and I have different God and Hindus have different God and Muslim people have different gods and Buddha is a different God. There is nothing like that. All Lord is one. He is the same personality, he comes in different forms at different times. And amazingly he gives same message every time. That is the most wonderful thing. Amazingly, you know, in different circumstances, in different people, in different countries, in different challenges, he keeps giving the same message of love very intelligently, in different language also, in Hebrew language, in Arabic language, in Sanskrit language, in English language, in ancient Roman language, the message remains same. So then what is the difference is, there are no realized pure devotees who have the realization and they explain all that which is different language, they explain how it is same. What we need is, because we can't see God with our own eyes and we have God's message which appears to be different actually sometimes, because language is different, the way it is told is different, where it is told is different, different place. When there are pure devotees, when there are Mahatmas, you know, who have realized the Lord, only they can explain to you what is right and how it is same in everything. And then, in that unity, diversity can exist. It's like I am a devotee of the Lord and you are a devotee of the Lord. When I go to South India, then they offer the Lord all items are made of rice with love and devotion. And they go to Maharashtra and they have different items offered to the Lord with love and devotion. And they go to North India and they offer everything of Gehu and everything else is there. Punjabi paneer is there, offered with love and devotion. So love and devotion is common, but there is variety. One same festival, Diwali, is celebrated by so many people in different ways. But the essence of Diwali is same. But the method of celebrating is different. That doesn't mean we become different. In South India, if you go to temple also, South Indian temples also they worship the Lord in different way. There are rituals which are very different. And North Indian, there are so many different rituals are there. And if you go to church, it is totally different way the Lord is worshipped. But a saint will tell you that even the method is different, but the love and devotion has to be same, and he is same only. It's like that. The Chinese will worship the Lord different way. They wear different ways, they speak different language. That's why there is our saintly people, saints, they floated a concept called as Vasudeva Kutumbakam. Universal brotherhood. Which means all the universe, not only earth, all the planetary systems where different living entities exist, all are one family. Why they are one family? Because they belong to one father. When we say we have a one family, when do we say, tell me? Father and mother. When we belong to one father and mother, we say we have one family. So this is our small unit of family, where we are Nathankar family, for example. Where you are considering your mother, father, and everybody born out of that is one family. And their children also, they are one family. Because they are connected to one mother and one father. Maybe they become grandpa and grandma after some time, but it is one family. It grows, but still it is one family. If you go behind and behind and behind and find that the Lord is our father, so we become one family. But to even live like that, think like that, you have to have a very broad mind. You have to be very accommodative. You have to accommodate everybody. of all kinds of people, short, long, white, black, educated, uneducated, polished, unpolished, sophisticated, unsophisticated, to understand this common principle between you and me. Then the thought process becomes so broad-minded that even atheistic people are also included. Even if they don't believe in Lord, still, we know it's a matter of time. They don't know now. They don't believe. They say, I don't believe. You may say, I don't believe, but still traffic rule exists for you. I don't believe in God. I don't believe in this. I don't believe in that. But still, when you do robbery, you are arrested, no? I don't believe in government. And you rob something, you are caught. You are in jail. So everything doesn't believe, depend on your belief or not belief. So even atheistic people are included by saintly people. They don't differentiate them. What to speak of human beings, even animals and birds and aquatics, everybody is included in that concept of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. Vasudha Iva Kutumbakam. Vasudha means earth. Iva means of. Kutumbakam means family. So when you actually do rosary, do tasbih, do mala, do chant the holy name, your consciousness becomes broader and broader and broader. And then you can reach the concept of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. Everybody is family member. Everybody is brother because we have same father. Everybody is brother and sister. It requires broad mind. You know, differences can be plenty, but unity is very precious. And that unity is always of love. When there is love, there is unity. If there is no love, there can't be unity among brother also. Brothers, sisters, husband, wife, there can't be unity because there is no love. There is love, there is unity. And God keeps coming again and again to tell you that love is most important. I love you as my children. You also love me, but your love for me will be more important if you love one another. That will be proved that you love me. How will you show that I love you? Father will say, yes, when you love me, I'll believe that you love me. But Father will say, when I see you loving each other, then I will believe that you love me. Because your basis of loving each other is your love for me. Why I love you? Because you are my sister. Because you and me have the same father. So because I love my father and you are the daughter of the same father, I love you. And that's why you are my sister or brother. So when I love you, it means I am expressing my love for my father to you because I love him. And when I fight with you, does it give happiness to father? He sees his brother and he sees his sons and daughters are fighting, all for property. Everybody is fighting. And his old man sitting on the bed. Does it give him pleasure? Everybody loves father. Everyone loves father. If individually we ask them, everybody loves father. But when it comes to each other, they are fighting. So is father happy when he sees, he says, if you really love me, you should love each other. That is a sign that you really love me. And that's what every father demands. What do you demand as a mother? You have two daughters. If you see them fighting among each other, what do you say? At least for my sake, you don't fight. No? You don't say that? You say that? Always say that. Look at me and don't fight at least. For my sake, you don't fight. So what do we do that time? We remind them that you love me. Don't forget you love me. And I love you. And I love both of you. So I want you to also love each other. So don't fight. At least in my name, you don't fight. That is every father's desire. So how can you say that I'm a Christian, I'm a Hindu, and I love my Lord, but I hate Christians and I hate Muslims, and I hate Sikhs and I hate Buddhists? How can we say that with open heart? That's a crooked heart only can say that. So actually speaking, we don't love God. That's why we hate one another and fight because of that. If you really love our God, and the more you love God, the more you love people who are next to you. And the more you love God, then you start loving people who are not even human beings also. Because you see the same God you love in that person also. So there are grades of people. First grade of a person, let me tell you in technical terms now. You can write down if you want. First grade of people is called as Kanishta. Kanishta means juniors, most juniors. And how to define them? That they see the Lord in the church, in the temple, in the mosque, wherever they go, they see the Lord. But they don't see the Lord in the fellow devotees and fellow beings. So they love the Lord, they say they love the Lord, but they hate and fight with everybody. Then there is called as Madhyam, that means little more advanced. In our terminology we say Madhyam. And then Madhyam person is who? Who sees the Lord in the church also, in the temple also, and he also sees the Lord in the hearts of the fellow devotees. Whoever comes to temple, church, mosque to worship him, he will see the Lord in the deity also, and he will see the Lord in the heart of everybody also. Devotees. And there is something called as third level, Uttama. Uttama means the best. What is his mindset? He sees the Lord in the temple, in the church, in the deity of the Lord. He sees the Lord in the devotees who are around him. And he sees the Lord in the heart of also those who are not devotees also. And he also sees the Lord in the heart of all animals and birds and trees and aquatics and everybody. He sees the same personality in all the living entities. And further Uttam is, he doesn't only see the Lord in all living entities. Living entity means what? Trees, insects, birds, aquatics, fish, human beings, animals, demigods, all these are living beings. So in every living being he sees the Lord. He is Uttama. And further than that, the Uttama devotee is explained as, he even sees the Lord in inanimate things also. That means those things which are not living, in that also he sees the Lord. That means he will see the Lord in table also. He will not kick the table. He will not kick the chair. He will not kick the bucket in the bathroom by leg. He will not touch it by leg and move it. He will not close the door by kicking the door. Because he knows that my Lord is present everywhere. In every atom he is present. Also in between the two atoms also he is present. That is the vision of a pure devotee. He is a Uttama. And when he is on that platform, he can't see differences. He cannot say Hindu, Muslim, he will not talk about it. He will be so elevated in his consciousness. When such person is around you, he will keep giving you messages of unity and love and cooperation, because he knows that we are all united by one bond, that is bond of love by God. He will always take you on that platform, you know. So Prabhupada, when he was on the deathbed, he called his disciples and gave one message to them. If you say that you love me, then please show your love by cooperating with one another. And that is the highest way of showing love for one another, for your guru or for your father. So that will really please the father. If you don't really love your father, you want to please the father, right? You can't just say, I love you, but I don't want to please you. I love you, but I will do whatever I want. It will not please you. I don't care. You really love means happiness. You have to give happiness to those whom you love. My mother says, I love you, then mother gives you happiness. She wants to serve you. She wants to give you happiness through service. So if Prabhupada said, I will go now after some time, and you will all be there in the world, I will be gone. But you will express your love for me by cooperating with each other. And I will be convinced if you cooperate, that means you love me. And what is the meaning of cooperation? You have to tolerate so many differences, tolerate so many inconveniences, tolerate so many faults, right? Is everybody in the house perfect? Husband, wife, children, so many, we have faults, they have faults, we speak wrong things, they speak wrong things. But someone has to take position of tolerance also. Okay, theek hai bhai. still he is my child. I will not get angry and go away from him. Oh, still he is my husband. I still not divorce him because I love him. I accommodate and he also accommodates. This fault of mine he accommodates and that fault of his I accommodate. And I cooperate with him. Even though we are different, but we cooperate. Like me and my wife, there is an agreement, you know. When there is a vacation, we want to go on vacation. So all throughout the year, I am with people. I am speaking to different kinds of people, different groups, different group of people, audience like that. So I am always with people. And she is all the time with Vanshubhanavi and alone at home. So when we are on vacation, what we are looking for? I am looking for seclusion. I am looking for ekant. I can just relax and read. And she is looking for being with people. She wants to go and talk to people and be with people. Now how can these two things can be fulfilled in one plan? You can't, no? Either you are people or you are not with people. So one party is unhappy, one party is happy. So what we do is, we have agreed that we will go divide our vacation in two parts. One part is seclusion. We go somewhere else, you know, where there is nobody. Whether you go to Pune or Lonavala or somewhere else, long distance you go. And only stay with each other, just stand whole day, sleep, rest, talk, whatever. And then half the vacation, we go to Radha Gopinath temple. And there we book a room and we stay there. That means what? We are in the middle of people, in the ocean of people. There is morning program, the evening program, there is festival and thousands of people are coming. So, when we are on vacation and I am in the middle of thousands of people, for her sake I agree. And when we are in seclusion, she wants to be with people but she agrees that okay. So vacation is divided in half now. That is called cooperation. Cooperation means we agree to be tolerating something which you don't like and then the opposite party also tolerates something which she doesn't like. And that's how the life can go. Otherwise in this material world, there are enough differences for you to fight upon. If we say that we have to go to one place, then with people or without people? There can be never can be agreement. And both parties can never be happy. So happiness is there where happiness lies. Happiness lies in cooperation. And happiness lies in love. When we cooperate. So when the Lord is giving message of love, He expects cooperation from all of us. Not even that we only love human beings and we kill animals. That also He doesn't like. But animals and human beings have same soul. So we can't say, I love all human beings. I love Hindus, Christians, Muslims, everybody I love. But I kill animals. That just still can't please the Lord. Lord cannot say, okay, at least you are loving human beings, now I am happy with you. How can there be happiness when you give the pain of death to somebody else and try to derive happiness from that? How can you kill somebody and eat the flesh and think of being happy? You can't do that. When you give pain of death to somebody to eat their flesh and be happy, that happiness cannot last long. It's just a temporary, illusory happiness which drowns you in sufferings in future. It's like that. I come to somebody's house and I say that, okay, you have three cute children, you know. And I said, wow. In the olden days, there were eight children, you know. My mother had eight children. I'm the eighth one. And my granny had nine children. Then I go to the house and say, oh, you have nine children. My God, your younger one is so cute, huh? Can I take him for my birthday celebration? What is the meaning of that? Eating. So how will you get angry? How angry you will get? You will not say, yeah, I have got eight, you can take one and kill the child, no problem. I am happy with seven, you know, I will be happy with seven. Will you ever say that? Before that, people used to have 11, 12, 13 children also. In the previous generation. And suppose you imagine you go to anybody else's house in that time and you say, oh, auntie, you have 11, huh? One can be sacrificed, no? You have still 10, what's the problem? Will the mother and father say, yeah, take, I'm already bored with 10, 11. Ek kam ho gaya to takleef kam ho jayegi. Aisa bolenge aap kabhi? However number you have. No, the younger one is very black, he has got squint and he is not good looking, you know. You can take him. Aisa bol sakte hai, mother, father? No. Because he's mother and father. the love of everybody. So God will not say, oh, I have got plenty of human beings, plenty of animals, so you can kill animals and you can be happy. No, everybody is God's child. How can he be happy because you kill so-called lower living beings for your pleasure of higher living beings? How can that be? That doesn't, it's not possible. Love is not like that. It only beautiful children, highly educated, getting first rank in the school, the parents love very much. And that child who is squintish and who got a polio leg and doesn't look beautiful, doesn't talk very nicely, has a very short, ugly hair, the mother doesn't like the child. In fact, when you have some deformity, our experience says that the parents love that child more than the other child. And the parents keep telling the good children that you are nice, no, your job is to take care of this deficient one. That is true with you and me. What to speak of God? God will never say, you all are human beings, I love you very much, because you are intelligent, you have speech, you can dance, you can do poetry, you can do drama, you can do so many wonderful things. So I love you very much. But I hate my other children who are animals. I hate my birds, I don't like them at all. I hate fish, they don't even make sound. Aisa hota hai kabhi? No. In fact, God expects His elder children to show more love to His younger children. As you expect your elder child to look after your younger children. After some time, you will take help of your elder child to take care of your younger child. Always you see the eldest one is the half mother of the next children. If you have five children at home, the first one is almost mother of the last one. Even in my house, you know, there are two generations. First four and second four. And the first four were like my mother and father only. My elder brother and my elder sister were like, we were very scared of them. And they would take care of us, hold our hand, teach our mathematics to us, you know, take tuitions for us, take us to school and bring us back from school and drop us to the bus and bring us back from bus. So I remember my eldest sister now she is no more. She was 16 years elder to me. When I was born, she was married. So I never lived with her. So she was like my mother only. I used to go and spend vacation in her house. So she was like my mother only. I was such a small child and she had already had two children. And I was a small brother of hers. And her daughter is just 1 year younger to me. So her daughter and me were brought together as brother and sister only, but I am her mama and she is my bhanji. For namesake, but we were all same age people. So, my elder sister was loving me as mother only, almost. So what does parent expect? That you are elder, so you are grown up and understanding, you are supposed to give love to your younger ones. So in God's case, eldest is human being, then is animals, then is aquatics, then is birds, and then is trees, and then there are insects and other animals, other living entities. I must tell you, before I end, a story of what happens when you meet a saintly person. As I told you in the beginning of my speech that there are pure devotees who actually explain to you the unity in the diversity principle. When there are saintly people, they come and explain to you how the message of God is one. Even told in different times, in different language, how it is one. So you require a realized soul. And the realized soul will give you the broadness of your consciousness. Okay. So there was one hunter called Murari. And the Murari hunter was taught by his father how to kill animals. That was his job. To kill animals and then sell them. But uniquely, his father taught him in such a way to kill the animal in a half-dead manner. We have seen a cat, how she kills rat. She doesn't kill the rat at once. She will bite him and then leave him. And then the rat will suffer. Again she will come, again he will give her second bite and third bite. And she will make him suffer, and finally she will kill him and finally she will eat. But long time, the cat will play with the rat by hurting the rat. Even the cat's children will come and play with the half-killed rat. Right? You have seen that, no? Like that, this Drugalari was taught by his father to kill the animals in halfway, not fully. And this is how he would kill every day. This is what he was taught. He thought this is the right way of doing, because his father taught me, no? Whatever your parents teach you, you always feel this is the best training you ever got. So then one day Narad Muni was coming. And Narad Muni saw, very, after some distance, there's one animal half dead, suffering and crying and pain. Little bit ahead you go, again another animal. Here there is a fox, there is a rabbit, there is a deer, then there is something else, and then there is something else, there is a goat, and there is a sheep, there is so many animals half dead crying. And finally he saw this man with a bow and arrow. And I'm very happy. So he asked him, why these animals are half dead here? So very proudly he told, it is me who has done this to them. So why are you doing this to them? This is my profession. Acha? My father has taught me this profession. This is how I am taught. My job is to hunt and kill animals and sell them. So then he said, why are you doing all these things? He said, because this is my income, this is how I earn money and feed myself. Do you know that when you give suffering to suffer others, there is karma involved in that, and you have to suffer karma? He said, really? I never heard it. So he told, I am telling you, when you give pain to others, the suffering what you give others comes back to you as reaction. He said, really? So why are you doing all these things? To maintain me and my family. He said, you go and ask your wife and children whether they are ready to share the reaction of suffering that you are going to get. Because you are doing everything for them, na? For maintaining them also. Go and ask them. So he went home. And little knowledge now he had received. The karma exists and the suffering exists. So he asked his wife and children, I am doing everything for you. So are you ready to share the karma, the pain that I am going to receive? Are you going to share with me? He said, no. We are not going to share. Why should we share? That time he understood, my God, I am doing it for them and everything I have to wear, they are not going to share with me. So he became suddenly realized, my God, he came back to Sadhu and told, I am sorry, I am not going to do anything more now. I will stop my profession like this. But he had a worry, you know, he had a worry that how will I feed myself and my family? So he came back to Narad Muni and asked him, yeah, I agree with you that I will now stop killing animals halfway or full way also. I will change my profession, but I am not trained for anything else. You know, like I am carpenter, then I will give up carpentry, then what I will do? I don't know anything else. I don't know how to paint. I don't know electricity. I don't know plumbing job. Nothing I know. And you are telling me to give up carpentry. So what will I do? So he said, now when I stop killing animals, what will I do to maintain myself? How will I fill my belly? He said, if you are agreeable to stop killing, then I promise you that I will maintain you. Just don't worry. Somehow he had faith in the words of Sadhu, Narad Muni, and he stopped killing. He said, you just sit there and chant Lord Ram's name. But he can't pronounce the name of the Lord. It is explained that when you are too much filled with sins, you cannot take the name of the Lord. He couldn't utter only, he just couldn't speak. Amazingly, because his life was filled with so much of pain given to others, so much of sins. Finally, Narad Muni said, you don't chant Ram, you say Mara, 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 Mara. So he started doing that, he sat there and started doing that. And he became completely purified because of the chanting of the holy names. And then after a long time, now see, huh? This is one scene. Part one scene is over. Now he has stopped killing. And what is happening is, everybody came to know that Drugalari has become a saint. He stopped killing and he became a saintly personality. Narad Muni blessed him. So everybody came with donations and fruits and food items and all gifts. You know, whenever you go to meet a sadhu, you always carry something. Na? You give fruits, something like that you carry. It's our tradition. So much of grains and fruits and donations started coming. There was too much for him, more than required. And that time he had more faith in Sadhu, because he said,
You will not have any problem. Just don't worry. And when that happened, his faith became more and more, doubled and tripled and many times fold. His faith increased in Sadhu. That yes, whatever Narad Muni said has to be true. You see, the way my life is changed. Everybody was amazed, and he was also amazed. Because they were amazed to see his change, and he was amazed to see that everybody is giving him any, his all the worry about his family and himself is finished. In fact, he started donating from that to other people who were poor. So much he was receiving. What to speak of his family? He could feed now many more families. Before, he was killing animals and only trying to feed his family. Now, after stopping killing animals, he had so much that more than his family was giving others also. Now, after a long time, he became a very famous saint. Everybody was worshipping him, praying to him, asking for blessings and everything. One day again, Narad Muni came traveling on that side. And from long distance, he saw Narad Muni. And he was so grateful now because already his life has changed. So much change took place. So he wanted to just get up and run to meet Swamiji and touch his feet. But somehow, when he got up and started running, he was jumping from one place to another. If you are there and I am here, I will just run from here to there straight, na? But he was jumping here, jumping here, jumping there. And finally reached Narad Muni and he offered him pranams and said, Guru Maharaj, thank you very much. Because of your mercy, whatever question I had, how will I be maintaining myself? Now this question is solved. I am getting so much that I can't imagine what would I do with that. I'm donating everybody. So he was very happy. Narad Muni was very happy. But he said, but Bhagari, why were you jumping from place to place instead of coming straight to me? He said, there were so many ants on the road. I did not want to step on them. That's why I was jumping and coming. Now you can see the change. The person who was killing big, big animals half and leaving them to suffer and again hurting them, again suffer and then kill them. Now he is not even willing to hurt an ant on the road. Who cares? We walk on the road, so many ants must be getting killed under our shoes, right? We don't even see. Who has time to see on the road? Unless there are many ants, like millions in number, then suddenly you notice that there are millions of ants, so you will walk like this. But there are a few ants, garden here and there, who will watch? But this fellow, his heart is so much changed now with love and devotion to God that he does not even want to hurt an ant also. This is the transformation that happens when you meet a realized soul. The realized soul gives you consciousness of God and gives you the ultimate understanding of who God is and who you are and what is your relationship with Him and also what is your relationship with others who are around you. Not only human beings but also to animals, insects, birds and fishes and trees. What is your relationship with them also is told and understood by you by the mercy of a realized soul. So God's words are there. But to teach you the God's words, you require a realized soul who will interpret it to you by his actions. And by following whose instruction, one come to a realization that God exists. And his existence is only love. Now that same person that was cruel to the animals, he is loving to the ant also. This much transformation takes place. From one end to other end. From one corner to other corner he goes. From the lowest of consciousness to the highest consciousness. He rises only because of the mercy of a realized soul. That's why human beings are very fortunate. The realized souls are only human beings. You don't get a realized cat with you. You keep a dog who is a realized dog. You know, it's not like that. It's not possible. Only human beings have this facility to become realized. And our job is to find such a realized person to inspire us, to guide us, to train us, to help us to progress in this human life. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions? Huh? Good Friday is the 13th? This, na? The 18th. Why Indian life is filled with festivals, one after another? Yesterday was Ram Navami. 15th is Hanuman Jayanti. 18th is Good Friday. 20th is Easter Sunday. So many festivals are coming. Why is that? So that repeatedly you and me are reminded about God. Yesterday you are reminded about God in the form of Lord Ram, who came with bow and arrows. And on 18th you will be reminded about the Lord whose son came and sacrificed his life on the cross for you and me. And on Sunday he rose from the dead to prove the word of God that my son will come and teach my gospel to you and he will rise from the dead. Kaisa bhi karke he has to give faith na to people. People don't have faith. He himself said, I am son of God. And today the purpose of scripture is fulfilled. Everybody questioned, how can you say that? Only son of God can say that. But as he has said that, he has already told, I am son of God. But people did not believe. And finally when he died on the cross, and third day rose from the dead, they believed, oh, he was the one. What does it show? It shows foolishness of the people, nothing else. He was the same right from beginning to end. He didn't change. He was the same glorious Son of God right from day one when he was born in the barn of Mother Mary. Till end, he never changed. So God and his children don't change. They are always same. We are the foolish ones. We don't recognize them. Even though they are told by many hints are given, but still, we don't open our eyes. We are so narrow-minded, so lowly-minded in our consciousness that we only sometimes wake up with miracles. He did that also. When everybody was hungry, he picked up fishes and multiplied them. At least that time they should have understood that he is Son of God actually. But they thought he is a miracle man. A miracle kar diya usne. Again they forgot. And finally they questioned him. And they said, no, you should be killed on the cross. And he said, "Arey, I am trying to save them, but they are killing me. But they are still killing him. They are not changing his mind. So he said, what can I do now? Then he said, oh Lord, please forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. So he never changed. He remained himself, whatever he was. His love, his compassion, his kindness, never changed. Lord doesn't change, you know, Lord always remains same. And his children, special children, the begotten son, they also don't change. They also remain the same. Even though they are hurt, they are killed, they are punished, they are prosecuted, still they don't give up their nature. Like sugar never gives up nature of being sweet. Lord doesn't give up his nature of being compassionate and being lovable. Why we have to lose a person to realize his value? Tell me. When the great personality is living amongst you, you don't realize his value. And when he dies, then the whole world became followers of whatever he taught. This is our misfortune. Ki kisi bade aadmi ko marna padta hai. Samajhne ke liye ki main kaun hu. Still, if you are sincere, the Lord will guide you from within. This is the right man. Go behind him. Lord will give you from within the instruction or indication or a realization and you will find a true personality. If you are sincere and clean, if you are crooked and you are contaminated and you are full of faults within yourself, then you will not see things as they are. Then you will get misguided. But at least you are sincere from within yourself, clean hearted and sincere in purpose, maybe full of faults but sincere in purpose, the Lord will guide you always. You will find the right person, the right guru who will enlighten you. And you keep with him yourself, then you will keep getting guidance all throughout your life. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.